Turning an idea into a small business doesn't happen by accident. You need to be all in. At Constant Contact, we have the digital marketing tools you need to get the word out, close the sale, raise the funds, and gather a community around this thing you've built. So let's do this together. Let's send this, share this, and shout this from the rooftops. Let's segment this, automate this, and AI this for real results fast. Let's get out of this what we put into this. Let's build this. Let's grow this. Let's win this. Get started today at ConstantContact.com.
Kill List is a true story of how I ended up in a race against time to warn those whose lives were in danger. Follow Kill List wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Kill List and more Exhibit C true crime shows like Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today, Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Ronnie currently is, we're both on Crappens On Demand, which means that you can see us on video. You can see me in front of my virtual background. This is not my office, although I kind of wish it were. And Ronnie has some living art behind him, which is appears to be a silhouette of a person moving around behind your head.
I'm just kind of sexually harassing him as this goes along and pinching his little butt back there. So if you see me just kind of reach behind my head to pinch a butt, it's because cute guy's little butt's behind me. What a show. Also, I was like, please, I'm working right now. You can't work up here. And he's like, oh, I'm going to be very quiet. I'm not doing any machinery. So listen, that's him being quiet. It's now instead of going, it's like, girl.
It reminds me of like the early 2000s, how Crunch Gym had like all the showers at Crunch Gym were like frosted glass, and you could see people showering while you worked out in the cardio sprue.
Yes, that's when I used to go there. I used to love it. It was like a Skinamax movie, that design of the bathroom.
Yeah, that was like, well, I wasn't even a member there, but it was just like such a famous thing that everyone would talk about that. Oh, yeah, he's bending over now. Oh, Ronnie, inappropriate. It's actually harassing your hired worker right now.
It's okay when it's simulated, right?
It's okay when it's just a shadow.
I'm very respectful in real life.
Yeah. So I'll tell you where we will not be very respectful. It's probably going to be right here on this podcast in a few minutes.
Oh, no. I'm ready to pop.
Yeah, you know what? It's been a long, dramatic week in the world, and I woke up today, and I am ready to burst, and I'm afraid it's going to come out violently today on this podcast, in this recap of the Orange County reunion, which was, it had me seeing red, okay? I vote blue, but I see red, okay? And that was this reunion. Wow. You know, Orange County, they always know how to make our blood pressure just rise for a reunion. Am I right?
You are right. You know, this Heather and Emily, what monsters, what horrible human beings. And we've always known it. You know, Emily, you add nothing but giving other people shit. Do something in your own life. Go cry about your fucking mother somewhere else. Like, I'm so over you. Because now we have to sit through a segment of Emily crying about, you know, being a size 12 and her mom. You know, the next part of it is that, you know, after she's an absolute fucking monster in this episode. Fuck you, lady, you know. And fix your face. You did it wrong this time. And Heather, with your fucking constant frown, you deserve the face that you have, ma'am. That constant, sad, disgusting frown with your wires hanging all out. That's what you deserve, okay? You did that to yourself. You're a horrible human being, Heather. Horrible human being. And so Heather are you, Emily, you fucking monster. You live off your fucking in-laws. How dare you come sit here and judge someone else the whole time? And when you keep saying, oh, I'm a lawyer, you're a copyright attorney. Get the fuck out of here, okay?
You're not a family attorney. Either way.
She's both. She does copyright and family law, but she's not a criminal lawyer. And also saying, oh, the police wouldn't lie. The police are lying?
Yeah, that
oh,
was...
really? You work at the Innocence Project. What the fuck? You're basing your whole storyline on the fact that police lie. Get the fuck out of here, Emily.
Yeah, that drove me absolutely nuts. Emily was hot to go on so many things. I'm like, why are you so hot on this right now? And then Heather was so evil. I mean, I was amused. Like, you know me, I am there. You know, there are aspects of Heather that really amuse me because she's so evil that I just like laugh. Like when she goes, I'm speaking. I am still speaking. It's still my turn. Still speaking. It is me. I'm like, it's so obnoxious that I laugh. So I'm just like, oh my God, she's so Heather. But like, I really felt like the whole thing, when it came time for Katie telling her story, and then Heather is basically like, no, this man said you followed him to his house. And like, she's like, Heather's like blindly taking the side of the cops and this guy who did this versus, you know, Katie. And I just think that it felt actually quite problematic to me. I did not like that whatsoever. And I was like, wow, this is just a real dick moment from that side. That entire side of the reunion was half of the set. Really,
yeah.
I can't believe Tamara performed the best out of the three of those people. How did Tamara have a better reunion than everyone else sitting next to her?
Tamara came in manic depressive mode because she has been getting slammed so hard this whole season. I mean, she was so depressed. She did that facelift thing. She can't move. I mean, this is the thing. And when I say, by the way, fix your face, Emily, I mean, Emily's a gorgeous woman, but the plastic surgery has gone so overboard. She can't even move. So she looks so nasty when she's being so nasty. And then you've got Tamara, whose chin was the only thing that moved the entire episode, and she was screaming at anyone and called them a C word today. You know, like, we came into this reunion exactly the same, me and Tamara. And Tamara didn't do it. She didn't scream. And it's like, okay, but you're also boring now. So like, you either
No. Tamara is a professional villain, and one of her greatest skills is she knows how to calibrate. And she's had just a flat out wretched season. And so when she has like a real big Tamara villain season, because we know them, they come every few years, we're in the middle of one, she always comes back and try like, I'm sorry, I was hurt, the reason why I was hurt is because I was hurt. Like, that's all. I just was trying to say what I said. I didn't say the delivery wasn't good, but I was hurt. That's it. And like, yeah. So she's like, she's just doing her classic Tamara pivot. Her face is completely frozen at this point. I mean, it really was like going to the Hall of Presidents and just like watching her, you know, tell us about like the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, in the Hall of Presidents too, it's like they froze them too late. It's like, too late. You know, it's like when people in vampire shows become a vampire too late, you know, and they're like, why couldn't you make me a vampire when I used to work out and I was 20?
I know. Now I look like Jeremy Irons.
4 score and 7 years ago, you were still a bitch and an alcoholic.
How did you get me in Abraham Lincoln mode? God damn it. 4 high and 27 scores
of points ago, bitch.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that alcoholic bitch.
I'm going to sign the declaration of your husband's a fucking loser and a criminal, bitch.
The only thing we have to fear is Shannon behind the wheel, bitch.
All right. Well, let's get into it because, you know, there's our base. There's where we're starting from today. Someone was asking, this is just a quick custodial question. Someone was asking why the, okay. I don't know what that means. Love custodians. Okay. Hey, custodians out there.
It's crap. It's custodial time.
Just a quick, what do you call it? Like office keeping?
Housekeeping.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. Housekeeping. Yeah,
Studio is actually totally.
No, great. Don't say maid. A quick maid thing. Oh, you're going to hell. Okay, a quick housekeeping note. Crappens, we are posting episodes a little bit later these days. There's a couple reasons. One is we have a brilliant team of note takers who is working with us now. You guys are doing such a great job for us. Today is Nadine. Nadine, we love you. You do such a good job. They get their stuff in on time. All the time, really. So it's not their fault. It's just that they don't have access to Bravo screeners because that's illegal. That is illegal for us to do, and we're not Jen Aiden, so we don't give them to them.
Yeah.
So they're a little bit later, and also we work with an editor and sound producer these days named Christina. If you guys didn't know Christina, hi Christina.
Hi, Christina.
We love Christina. She does a great job, and Christina actually sits and listens to the shows after we turn them in. So we record at 10 a.m. in the morning every morning. So we're not done that late. It just takes, you know, it takes a long process now because it's not just us two monkeys pressing buttons. There are other monkeys here.
Yeah, we're just trying to make it a better show and also a smoother experience for everyone involved. So we thank you for your patience for waiting a few hours. But, that's more time to just get your rage going, right? Like, that's time to, like, really let it get brewing, you know?
Yeah, because like, a couple of the guesses were, well, maybe it's Ronnie's house being under construction or something. Nope. We literally will record, as you see, somebody is grinding on a window behind me. We don't care. We're not that professional. Sexually. Okay.
Yeah.
Not yet. I mean, he's probably wondering why he's getting a boner the way that I keep pinching him while he's back there, you know, with my finger shadow pinching him or whatever. So anyway, I just wanted to let people know that's what's going on. And thank you to our team because...
I was about to say, wow. Thanks. We really have a great team that we've built. We used to do this show, just the two of us. Only the two of us up until last October or so. And that's when Christina came on board. We also have Caitlin doing our social. We have Colleen who's like sort of wrangles all of our note takers together. So really appreciate everyone who helps us out. Thank you for not being like Tamara, having family.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you for being the Jen Pedrantes of this show.
Who would have thought we were going to have like a little moment of like staff appreciation?
Well, you know, we don't really go into that stuff a lot on this show, but just so everyone knows what's going on, a lot of changes. Okay, so here we go. Real Housewives of Orange County Season 18 Reunion Part 1. Tonight, the 3-part reunion of the Real Housewives of Orange County. I have children. I'm a father.
So they all step out of their SUVs. They're all showing up. And it's like one of these things where there's like previews, but we're also seeing them get into glam and everything. And we see lots of stuff and everything. So now, okay, we now sit down. And Andy's like, and by the way, the Orange County set has become my favorite set. I loved last season. I love this season where they just have the entire background is like one big projection of the ocean. And it's like a video projection. It's just so good. And when you look at like whatever strange like Monsters, Inc. Disney ride they do for Salt Lake City, it's just such a step up for Orange County.
You know, I hate to start this disagreeing right off the bat. I don't like it. It's very Star Wars for me because that's how they shoot all the new Star Wars things. They just shoot them all on a big screen. It's just weird. I don't like it. I mean, you've already got Tamara and Emily's faces at this point. We've got enough Star Wars bar going on. I don't need the whole set. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, as long as Tamara's face is as glossy as a stormtrooper helmet, you might as well just make it all the way Star Wars.
By the way, I know it's so problematic to make fun of faces. It's just the crafting of it. You know what I mean? It's not ugly or anything like that. I'm just saying it's like we're talking like Hobby Lobby criticisms at this point. It's just like do better crafting, you know? So Andy is like, welcome back. I'm Andy Cohen. We're high atop the hills of Orange County, or at least pretending we are, and congratulations are in order. Kelly Dodd is leaning over the balcony, throwing water balloons at people and calling them immigrants. So that's been fun.
Your season marked the 100th season of the Real Housewives franchise. So Marcel, Shannon, what are you? I'm sorry, I think that's John Jansen's son out there on the beach. Hi. Shannon, it's actually a projection. Oh, well, that explains why he's not responding to me. Not that he ever did when I was in a healthy relationship with John.
So, Tamara, last time I saw you, you looked like a crumpled up paper bag that had been covered in wax and then thrown into fire again on Instagram. She's like, yeah, I got my mind a little different now.
can we get an interpreter?
And then we cut, for some reason, this was some really strange NBC Universal synergy. Then we just started watching E.T. and I was like, why are they showing clips of E.T. right now?
I'm like, girl, the bike baskets are dangerous too. Get strapped in.
E. Tamara, phone Eddie.
She's like, he said, well, what happened to you, Tamara? And are you happy with the results?
As if he's not one of the people propping up impossible beauty standards to uphold on his network. He's like, what are you doing over there? So she's like,
well, I'm the CO2 laser. I had a blue pill. I had a brown lift. I had a boob job. I had my elbows redone. I had my weenus moved up to my neck. I had my waddle moved to the back of my neck. And I had toenail transplants into my eyelashes, which is why my eyelashes kind of clink every time I open and close my eyes.
And then when all that was done, I just got trapped in a burning building. So...
Turns out it's not a good idea to try to recreate Backdraft.
And he's like, girl. And she's like, whatever. It was just a week of healing or whatever. Yeah, but the healing may have been a week. The internet is forever. You know what I mean?
I know.
You're going to be Googling yourself in 20 years, and that's what shit you're going to see.
It was.
I hope it was, worth 20% off or whatever you got.
I was shocked when she did this because we went on to Two Teas in a Pod like 5 days later, and we just kept on leading up to our recording session. We just kept seeing all these videos of Tamara looking like she literally just came out of a blazing inferno. And I'm like, how is she going to record with us? And then like we got on Zoom and she just looked like regular old Tamara. I was like, what witchcraft is happening over there in Orange County? This is
and ridiculous. We asked her flat out. I was like, well, how are you looking like this? She's like,
oh, you know, I've got staples up here and then I've got this pulled here and I've got...
Like Jesus, there is literal puppetry happening over there. And you got to love it, you know.
I haven't seen the substance, but I feel like I'm watching it right with her.
The substance. I like when, you know, people are like, Andy, I noticed you don't get Botox, which, by the way, is so rude to say to somebody. Seriously, like, who says that? But they constantly ask him, like, how are the housewives? You know, he's like, oh, I don't believe in that. I don't get Botox. And I don't get the privilege. You know what I mean?
Yep.
In saying that, when you're the head of like all the Real Housewives, speaking of, God, I really need to get in there. My face is moving so much, it's depressing. I feel like a crack.
I have a line right here but that I've had forever, but I'm just sort of like, I think I've decided it's my line. It's my line.
I watch this show and I'm like, why is my face moving? Tamara can't move the bottom of her chin. I mean, she can only move her chin. I want to be that. I'm like, I may make fun of it, but I want it.
Tamara has
a catalog.
Like, her face is so frozen right now. And I'm saying this because I know it will start to move again, but this is just what happens.
It's frozen,
but it's literally like Senior Wences. Like, you know, when you do like a hand puppet, it's like the only thing that moves is the thumb. And like, that's literally what she looks like, a little fist puppet. So,
well, so much of it is timing because it really does take time to get your face moving again. So like Emily's going to look gorgeous once she's done. You know, she'll be back because she is gorgeous. She'll be back to looking gorgeous. It just takes time. You guys have to time these things. You don't do it right before the reunion. You're not new. Like, why do what Shannon does? Shannon does it immediately after the reunion is filmed. Shannon goes into a crypt. I don't know what the fuck.
No, Shannon had something happening. Also, let's not let her. Like, there were some fillers that got like filled into those cheeks for this because she was looking like a pinata or something in the face. I mean, it was like, I mean, she looks great. I'm just saying everything was like bloop, bloop, bloop. I was like, I felt like if you just like touched her face, like Tootsie Rolls would come out. It was just, there was a lot going on in there. But you know, they all do it. They all do it for ahead of the reunion. But I think that the every time this happens, we're always like, don't do it just before the reunion. But I think the timing is like, it's not great for the reunion, but then it settles in by the time the next season starts to film. And that's, you want to make sure everything's good to go before filming, unless you're Vicky Gunvalson, in which case you do it like 2 days before.
Yeah, exactly. Or while it's going on, you know. Are you busy? I'm getting filler. Be quiet. Get a job. Seriously. She goes over what she's got done, and then we move on to Emily, and he's like, he's still working out 7 days a week. And she's like, you know what? I lessened it a little. I'm not obsessed, Andy. Okay. I'm not gonna calm down. And so then the big question is, Shane in the gym too? And Shane is in a gym once a week because Emily hired a personal trainer. I'm assuming Perry's paying for it, that Shane is using to go to the gym. And then we see Shane running on a treadmill. You know, that once a week is going to make a huge difference. Good for you.
So then Andy's like, all right, Heather, what's happening construction-wise on the new home? She's like, oh my God, it's a disaster, like Wendy Malick's career after 1997, am I right? So Andy's like, he's like, really? Oh yeah, you know, we're like, you know how we talk about our construction things, how it's like twice the time, twice the budget, you know, sort of like also how they talked about how they renovated Tamara's face. Well, we're sort of in that land.
Do you ever plan on having anything else going on in your life? I don't. Spending money. That's pretty much it. So then we go to Gina. Speaking of real estate, Gina. your face on any bus benches? I mean, we all know you're on a lot of buses.
Thanks, Andy. It's actually been wonderful. It's been so wonderful that I almost feel bad. But, like, I have to say, like, we're really getting some traction. I just closed on a house last week. It's basically, it's an outhouse. It's literally just like a porta potty. But I sold it, and I have another deal closing on Monday.
Great. No one cares. Katie, welcome to your first reunion. You're about to get eaten like a lunch. Like a delicious meat lunch. For non-OC cast members, anyway. And she's like, hi.
Yeah, did Sutton offer you any advice? No, we didn't talk in a couple of weeks. So, no, I'm just... last thing I saw from her was her just saying, good luck, you're going to get destroyed. So, we'll see what happens.
You're about to die. Figuratively. Don't worry. Maybe literally. But, you know, at least figuratively.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
In a quiet suburb, a community is shattered by the death of a beloved wife and mother. But this tragic loss of life quickly turns into something even darker. Her husband had tried to hire a hitman on the dark web to kill her. And she wasn't the only target. Because buried in the depths of the internet is the kill list, a cache of chilling documents containing names, photos, addresses, and specific instructions for people's murders. This podcast is the true story of how I ended up in a race against time to warn those whose lives were in danger. And it turns out convincing a total stranger someone wants them dead is not easy. Follow Kill List on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Kill List and more Exhibit C true crime shows like Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Check out Exhibit C in the Wondery app for all your true crime listening.
Have you ever wondered who created that bottle of sriracha that's living in your fridge? Or why nearly every house in America has at least one game of Monopoly? Introducing the best idea yet, a brand new podcast from Wondery and T-Boy about the surprising origin stories of the products you're obsessed with and the bold risk takers who brought them to life. Like, did you know that Super Mario, the best-selling video game character of all time, only exists because Nintendo couldn't get the rights to Popeye? Or Jack, that the idea for the McDonald's Happy Meal first came from a mom in Guatemala? From Pez dispensers to Levi's 501s to Air Jordans, discover the surprising stories of the most viral products. Plus, we guarantee that after listening, you're going to dominate your next dinner party. So follow the best idea yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the best idea yet early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. It's just the best idea yet.
Jen, congratulations on getting engaged to Plugs. And she's like, oh, wow, thank you. Thank you so much. That's amazing. Thank you, Andy. I am getting engaged. Oh, thank you. It's so good to be here. It really is.
And finally, hello, Shannon Storms Bador. Hello, Andy. Good. How are you? I'm good. Well, you're looking happy and healthy today. Thank you. I'm feeling very happy, considering that my life has been turned upside down by Johnny J. I'm okay.
I just want to say I've been therapized, and I'm ready to come into this reunion. Not upset at Tamara Judge at all. How dare you? But yeah, we're going to have a great time. I'm really excited to be
Tamara. I mean, Shannon is just ready to start yelling and screaming.
Yes, and she's, so the thing that's funny is that, like, so, like I said, her face is puffed up, which is, you know, it's fine, it's fillers and they go down, but there was, like, freshly puffed up, and her hair is down on her face, and her dress is, like, up to, like, her clavicle, so there's something about her that's just like, it's just sort of, like, everything is, like, tight around her and bursting out at the same time, and there's just, like, you can tell this is a woman who just wants to scream her head off right now.
She is ready to scream her damn head off, for sure. So, then he's like, wow, okay, you might be dating, I hear. It's like, oh, I am dating a little. I'm being helped by my good friend, Joel Kim Booster. We're so close. We're just so close. It's been such a good couple of months, Andy.
He's you know, there's a reason why his last name is Booster, because he makes you feel so good. He just boosts you right up. Yeah, I feel great ever since he trashed my reputation. Yet again, another man in my life trying to ruin me. I'm fine. I'm happy. I'm totally happy. I'm happy. I'm so happy.
So, Tamara, you mentioned going to a therapist. She's like,
that's true, Andy.
Well, that's interesting. So what are your goals with this therapist? Is it to ruin their life? And she's like,
no, Andy, it's to find out where the anger stems from. Where's it coming from? Deep inside me. Here's what I know, Andy. Someone drops toothpicks, and I start counting them very rapidly over and over. And then I call Tom Cruise, and I say, you're my brother. Where the fuck are you? You supposed to pick me up in a convertible and take me to Las Vegas, bitch.
So, by the way, Tamara is setting up her next season, which is Tamara in Therapy, which will be hilarious. It'll be like, all right, Tamara, I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
All right. Take us back. Take us back to where the pain began.
It was 1987. I walked into a Blockbuster. I thought I saw John Bon Jovi, but it was just a broom. And I got so sad. The hurt began there. It began there.
Right when I thought it was all going to be okay. I went to rent my video. I said, I'll take Pretty in Pink, please. And they said, that's only available in VHS. I said, what? What happened to Betamax?
I said, I want to run a movie called Some Kind of Wonderful. And they said, you're some kind of slut. I said, hey, and I ran out.
I like that they actually gave her a real reason. So
they just bashed her for no reason. She's just like a teenager trying to rent a video at Blockbuster, and someone was awful, and that's like what caused Tamara to be this monster.
Yeah, like actually she does have a reason. So I just can't wait till Tamara's on the Spectrum episode, you know, her on the Spectrum season, because that shit's so low even for Tamara. But for those of you who haven't heard, Tamara announced that she went to therapy one time and then announced that she is now on the Spectrum.
Yes. So Andy is like,
funny because it's obviously bullshit, but God, I can't wait to see her commit to that for a season.
It will be pretty hilarious. So Andy then turns to Shannon. It's like, well, how do you take what Tamara just said? And she's like, well, I mean, the way I was treated by you, Tamara, this season is unacceptable. You attacked me and I really don't have an interest in being friends with you, because what I am doing in my therapy is I'm creating a healthy boundary with healthy choices, with some smart balance mixed in. It's a delicious spread. It's butter-like, but without being butter, olive oil-based. Mm-hmm. It is healthy and a boundary. And a healthy boundary is not being in a toxic relationship with you, Tamara. Judge.
Toxic? So you're saying that our entire friendship was toxic? Is that what you're saying?
No, she didn't do that. I love that Tamara, like, she can't even have a slight disagreement without twisting your words against you, you know? Oh, so you're saying everything was toxic? No, she didn't say that, Tamara.
She's like, well, absolutely. I am saying that because you said I'm saying it, so I will double down on it, especially when you came back on the show. We never got back to the point of friendship that we were before, Tamara. Never. We never did.
I thought we did. So, so you keep on exaggerating how close and how often we spend time together, because we weren't that close. Well, let me tell you something, Tamara. Shannon, what are you doing? I'm trying to sing the song Toxic. I'm not sure if I really landed that or not, but it's supposed to be a funny moment. Fun, Shannon.
It's by my favorite artist, Brittany Schmears. I love her on bagels. Okay. Well, I think we're pretty close. You call me every day, Shannon. Every single day.
Well, she's saying she wants to try today to take toxicity out of your relationship. So we'll see. Lot of open wounds here. Lot of open wounds, Andy. I'm just saying. Lot of open wounds. Sure. And she's doing the full, like, stirring two pools with both her hands. Like, lot of open wounds, Andy.
Hold on. Excuse me, Gina, do you know, does Brittany Spears have a song about open wounds as well? I don't think so. Okay, well.
Well, here's what I would like. An open bagel. Have you ever tried to eat one of those things not open? Very difficult.
I feel beyond.
So.
Janice really trying you means.
Well, you know what? You know why I like a bagel? Because it's like you're eating a whole slice of bread, but there's a hole in it, which represents the pain in my life. Okay, great. Sounds like therapy is going really well. Jen, what's your intention for today? Thank you so much. So I hope an intention that I have really is for Emily and I to set forward a better path, because she's sitting in front of me, which means that we're having a feud. So I hope my intention is that we get through it.
Well, I don't think that anything happened. So, you know, you're really...
You don't think anything happened? You spent the whole season calling her poor and stupid and screaming at her, Emily. What are you talking about? And now you're about to spend the rest of the reunion doing the same thing. She's shut up, Emily. So she's like,
no, nothing happened, but you're just reserved with me, and I don't understand that. I mean, I just don't know if it's you or if it's Ryan telling you that you should not be friendly with me, maybe because I'm an attorney.
Rude and such a rude thing to say when somebody is trying to be nice to you and start something else, to be like, oh, I guess, you know, everybody's afraid of me because I'm an attorney. Give me a fucking break. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with this person?
Yeah. I mean, Emily was vicious to Jen all season until she realized that, like, she had to be nice to Jen because there are bigger fish to fry and she needed to gain allies.
So also, I don't believe that. Now, I don't think she's lying about working for the Innocence Project, but I just think she's such a faker, because normally people like Emily would be looking for the defense. Like, if I was somebody who was having trouble with the law, I would actually be looking towards Emily. Like, I would want to know Emily. So why would I be afraid that you're an attorney? You're an attorney that works with the California Innocence Project. I'd actually... My first response would be like, can we call Emily? Maybe she can help get me off of this shit, you know? But, you know.
I mean, I think her implication is that, like, Ryan's in trouble with the law, so he doesn't want to deal with any, like, lawyers are a trigger point for him.
It is, and that's just Emily. She's been wanting to go after fucking Jen this whole season, and now the first second she gets something to chew on, there she is, a-chewing.
Yeah. So Jen's like, you know what? Ryan will give me his opinion. And also, you know, a monthly allowance. But Ryan never tells me how to act, not to react as somebody. Even if he did, I would still do what I want to do. And I felt the same way you feel. You know, if I felt the same way you feel, that there is something going on. And I was like, but there is not. I think that. Okay, all right. Well, I'm already bored by whatever feud this is that, like, we were sort of tracking, but not really. So how about we do something else? Anyone else have anything to say besides these two dummies?
It's pretty amazing that after all these seasons, Emily still doesn't know how a reunion works. Pretty good. All right. Heather, she's like, I have to walk out of... Oh, no. First, he starts with Katie. He's like, so Katie? And Katie's like, oh, gosh, I just... I want to, like, own a couple of things here that I did that I regret, and I want to move forward with that. Okay, Heather. And Heather goes, I have to walk out of here with almost everyone as friends.
Yeah.
Everyone that I don't hate.
All right. Well, after making headlines of her DUI arrest just 10 days after last year's reunion, Shannon started the season under a microscope. And as she vowed to work on herself, most of the friends were rooting for the Shannon reboot, but her ex-amiga, Tamra, felt like she was watching reruns of the same old show. Okay, let's watch this friendship fall apart.
And then it's just drinking.
Yeah.
just drinking stuff, you know.
And it's house. Shannon crashes into a house. Do we ever hear from the owner of that house? Did that ever happen or no?
No. I think they did. They did do some kind of, like, little interview or something, but I don't think they put it on the show. Yeah. They were like, ouch, my house. So then Shannon, you know, we just see Shannon drinking all over here and ordering drinks, and then Tamra giving her dirty looks, and then Tamra calling her an alcoholic, and then Tamra having lunch and talking about Shannon's drinking, and then drinking. So then Tamra's last line was, I'm not going to enable Shannon because I'm not that type of friend. Stop fucking drinking. Get help or else I'm done with this relationship. She says before she loses her mind because she's drunk half of the other half of the season.
All right. Well, I guess it's probably safe to say you two have not spoken since finale night. And Shannon's like, well, what's going to be difficult about today is that I am at a place where I don't feel I have to keep defending myself. And that place is called Joanne Fabrics. It's a lovely place. No judgments. You can walk and walk and walk and find new things to look at.
I do not use alcohol to cope. I use it to hope. Is that so bad?
All right. So what is your drinking like now versus what it was before?
Well, before I would just keep going, and that was before, and I would just drink because I didn't feel good on the inside, and it would make me forget that sort of thing.
Okay, and now you drink because you don't drink as much?
I still feel terrible about myself, and I still drink a lot. But now in the morning, I say, no, I stopped on my own. So it's great.
So Shannon is so saddened.
I do not drink to cope.
Why do you drink?
To cope, because things are really difficult. I just drink when I can't take it anymore.
He's like, oh, okay. But much better answer. Much better.
I don't self-medicate. I actually ask a doctor if I can medicate, so it's not self. And he says, go ahead. I mean, is it Doc Martens? Is it a pair of shoes? Perhaps, but that's okay. Still a doctor.
I don't medicate myself. Don Julio medicates me just fine. Thank you very much.
So Andy's like, so Heather, you seem to agree with Tamara. Heather, are you okay? You've got a huge frown on your face like you've been smelling farts for the past 20 years. Like,
it's my face, Andy. No frown here. Only a smile.
I mean, when we heard about the DUI, my turn to talk.
I don't think anyone was interrupting you. My turn.
When we heard about what your number was, and it was so high. My turn. Like Terry was saying, as a doctor, it's me. How high was that? That was very concerning.
Oh, it got out of control. She was saying that it got out of control. So she admitted that.
My turn. Point. Someone that can be awake at that blood alcohol level is someone, me, my turn, that drinks a lot. And that's where I was coming from.
Yeah, called a high tolerance. There, we understand what that is. You don't have to be a doctor to do that. I love that every chance she gets, she's like, well, you know, Terry's a doctor. Yeah, we know. We've seen his face. Okay. So Andy's like, Christine from the car that tried to kill people in a Stephen King movie said, Gina.
Wow, Christine from Christine.
It's an awkward one. You know, yeah. Twitter names are crazy.
Gina, why do you have sympathy for Shannon after all the crap she's done about your DUI? And she brought your kids into the mix. And she fled the scene of an accident. And she continues to drink. And Jesus Christ, how much airtime is Christine the car getting anyway? It's a lot.
All right, people, keep your questions to 115 characters.
So Gina's like,
she's like, well, I don't think that's all she said. I think she was actually pretty transparent about what she did and her remorse for what she did. And at some point, you know, I made the same mistake. Look, I'll put it simply. She was just so pathetic. I felt bad for her. I feel bad. Like, if I can feel bad for someone, I'm going to feel bad. And that's what happened.
And Emily's like, oh, I witnessed it. It was genuine. She was truly hurt and she was sobbing.
Why are you so mad? Why is Emily yelling through this entire
thing? Why are you acting like you're an Inherit the Wind? Like, oh, I saw it all. Relax.
I mean, even though you probably literally will inherit the wind. God damn it, I need to find a Perry in my life.
I don't know why that was the courtroom drama I went to. So Heather is like,
I used up Matlock, and I think that's the only thing like on our current mimes.
I was like, it's that or like liar, liar. So Heather is saying like, sometimes it takes a thing like that for you to realize. And Gina's like, yeah, I think it's just like hard for Tamara because she wasn't seeing that.
No, I wasn't. But I see it like, you know, I saw Shannon. Shannon saw you at BravoCon after you had a DUI and we had a holiday lunch and that had to put together. And she didn't apologize to you then, but she did apologize to you on camera. So.
Oh, you mean like you're doing right now? Like you're going to be doing
exactly.
So Gina's like,
yeah, well, maybe I wasn't there yet either because I wasn't even looking in her direction at that lunch. You know, I was pretty pissed off. So it's not like I'm some angel. Okay.
Yeah, actually, you actually posted a picture with. Oh, yeah. You posted a picture without me in it. You may remember that you cut me out of out of your picture. I think someone told me that you put a filter into your Canva that's an anti-Shannon filter and just replaces me with a large bag of Frito-Lays. Thank you for that, by the way.
How many times has David downloaded that? I'd like to know.
So Gina's like, yeah, you know, sorry. And Emma's like, could I just say something? I felt like the constant calling her an alcoholic was so counterproductive. I mean, you don't bully someone into not drinking, okay? Shannon has to determine she's a mess. And
listen, you don't bully someone into not drinking. You bully someone into acknowledging that they are a criminal and should go away to jail for 15 years. That's all.
Yeah. So then everyone kind of agrees on that. And then we see Tamara and Gina talking over each other. And because Shannon's like, hey, look at me. Look at where I am today. Dressed like a first lady.
So, I don't know.
I love that Shannon keeps saying that. Look at where I am today. Where are you? You're still near tears and erratic, just like you are every season. I mean, it's reunion season. Where are you supposed to be today? I guess that's my question. What are we seeing? Right. What are we supposed to be seeing, Shannon?
All right, we got another question. This is Christine. This is another Christine, but this one is from the Paris Opera House. She says, help, I'm stuck in a river with a guy with a mask. Okay, good luck. And then she also says, why do you feel like mocking and berating Shannon is going to make her stop drinking? Also, please save me. And does anyone have a spare chandelier? She has a lot of questions.
You know, looking back, I thought, God, why does my face look so different? Am I right? And you know, that stuff, that was just coming from anger, you know, because I just knew that would upset her in the argument, and I was just angry, because she's an alcoholic, you know, and that angers me. So, you know, Tamara, do you know what you did, Tamara? I said I was there every single day. You said you were there every single day after her accident, and you know what? You were not, Tamara. You know what?
I was on the phone with you.
Shit, Tamara, you were in Scotland. You left the day after my DUI. And then they put, like, Tamara's picture from the Traitors in the middle of the screen. Like, we don't really need to know the context of why she was in Scotland, but Missy is like, don't forget, Traitors coming back January 9th.
She's like, wait a minute, I only lasted on that show for about 2 hours. What are you talking about? And then I did get help. I went to a place for 30 days. And you have the audacity at Gina's dinner to say, lie, lie, lie.
Lie, 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 flashback.
Hey, by the way, where is your phone call after I was murdered? I was literally murdered. I'm a murdered person. I'm a ghost right now. You never called me, and I was murdered. So then,
how can you yell at someone who can't even turn a doorknob anymore? Guess I'm on the spectrum ghost.
I tried to go join the cast of Ghosts, and they said, no, we can't take you because you're too bitchy.
So then it's like,
well, Tamara, I went, oh, and she goes, oh, it's because you called me drunk several times. That's why. And one time you called me drunk and you went off like a crazy woman. And then you called me 10 minutes later and you had the exact same conversation with me.
And Shannon's like, Tamara, I went to a place where they did random drug and alcohol. Yeah, but Shannon, you're kind of losing this. I don't think, and here's the thing. I mean, we love Shannon. I don't think anyone in the audience doubts all this. Shannon calls people 24 hours drunk, out of her mind, acting like a crazy person. It's just how you confront it, Tamara, that's wrong. Yeah. I don't know, because you know it's all true, because Shannon's like, well, wait a minute, because it was random. Yeah, but that was before. She's saying when you got out of there, you were still calling everybody wasted all the time, Shannon.
Shannon, they found you wasted in the aisles of Joanne Fabric, so stop acting like you went to rehab. Well, it was a very rehabilitating experience for me to be around all that yarn. Okay, well, shut up. She goes, Tamara, you know what? You don't know anything about me. All right, let me ask you this. Tamara, what you're saying is, I think she's got a real problem, and she needs to deal with it, and she feels like she's dealt with it, and she's got it under control. And at what point do you just say, Tamara, go with God?
I think that was like season 11 when I got my baptism. I
think that's the one who goes with God. God's my friend. Stupid.
No, I understand that, but we're like not close right now, so I don't know where she's at. And this is the 10th reunion that we are talking about her drinking batch. She's like, well, excuse me, but it's not that we're talking, it's because you have brought it up every single year, Tamara.
And then we see the most amazing montage.
This is so funny. Flashback from multiple reunions. And they just start popping up all over the screen. 2014.
You tell everyone I have a drinking problem. You do drink a lot, Shannon.
2016.
I had too much to drink or I would slip something.
2018.
She self-medicated herself. I'm not an alcoholic.
2019. Are you drunk? You're drunk?
I am sick and tired of people trying to paint me out to be a drunk. Could you please, do we have any tequila and soda? Thank you.
And 2020.
You quote me completely lit up, Sheenan.
Oh, okay, Miss Holier Than Thou.
2023. You tend to drink and call some of us. Oh, that's a fucking dumb thing to say to me. And that was being nice to her because they could have played many more. They skipped 2015, they skipped 2017, they skipped 2021 and 2022. I mean, they could have really gone to town, but I mean, I guess, you know, we only have so much time.
They ran out of space on the screen. They were trying to make a little mosaic. Sandy's like, well, my recollection last reunion was that it wasn't just Tamara who was talking about your relationship with alcohol.
But because yes, that's exactly right. Because I got a DUI 10 days later because I was freaking miserable when we filmed that reunion last year. So thanks a lot, Gina, for putting me in a dark place. Oh, wow, Gina won the reunion. Well, guess what? You won not having a DUI again because that was me.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And he's like, okay, well, Christine from Baranski wants to know, Shannon, you and Heather met at the beginning of the season and talked about rebuilding trust in your friendship. Where are you at now? Do you trust each other? Yeah, she totally trusts Heather, Andy. Good question. Of course, who doesn't trust Heather? Heather, trustworthy old Heather over there. So she's like, well,
someone's slap Shannon on the back of the back, please.
I have a real problem.
Thank you. Thank you.
Although now my breast shelf is out of alignment, but I have a real problem with what happened at the end of the season because when I told you the story, Heather, in Sonoma, you were like, "Oh, Shannon," and then we see the clip, and Heather literally goes, "Oh, Shannon."
And then you tell me in London, oh, I already knew that story. Oh, well, it was like, well, bravo then for the acting. You acted like you'd never heard the story before. That's what you said to me.
And she's like, well, it's different having someone tell you a story third hand and then the person that was involved in it tell you. I knew that Tamara told me that she'd seen that photo before. I'd never seen, you know, it was very different. So you know what? No, bravo. You don't have to add that to my IMDb. I was feeling horrible for you. I just didn't discuss it with anyone. Until I saw Jeff Lewis, when I found out you were a liar.
Well, if you watch those clips on Jeff Lewis, I was exhausted. I had been drinking for hours at that point. And in my head, I was saying I hadn't thought about it because Jeff is that person. He called me 2 weeks after my DUI and said, did you hear it? And I'm the one that said I hadn't versus haven't. there's the smoking gun. I said hadn't versus haven't. And I never thought about John possibly hearing my accident until Jeff pointed it out to me. I'm like, I don't follow any of this.
Shannon better never murder anybody because she's going to jail. Like, she is so bad at this. All she has to say is, I didn't want to talk about it with Jeff, so I was just trying to brush it off. Okay?
Yeah.
What she's like trying to mince words, like,
well, I said had and not haven't. I said hadn't and not haven't. Do you understand the difference? Why are you tagging me?
All you had to say is it's nobody's fucking business. And I didn't want to talk to Jeff Lewis's nosy ass about it. So I was waiting until my own time. And my own time, I chose the scene with you. And you chose to fuck me over to make fun of me with Tamara. Like, okay, you always do. So that you're left out. Your bony, Hagrid ass is left out of Tamara's line of fire. Because that's the only reason Heather is ganging up with Tamara. She's just being that. I mean, Heather is vile to her core anyway, so she did kind of find a sister there. But I think she's doing it to keep Tamara from attacking her, you know?
You know what? Let me make my point, and to help me make help you understand my point, I'm going to take my hands, make two little claws, and then make them kiss, and then I'm going to push them towards you, okay? When we talk, and this was weeks later, I really want to point out, I didn't talk to anyone about it until you went on Jeff Lewis. And to me, that was like, okay, we're talking about it. Much like, I don't know, people want to talk about how my neighbor is Drake. I don't know, just putting that out there.
And Andy's like, so Shannon, Andy's got that look in his face. Like, why? By the way, why did I call Heather Hagrid? I don't know what I meant by that. I love Hagrid.
Come here, Harry. Sit on me lap, boy.
I don't know why I called her that. I give her too much credit. But anyway, Andy's like, so sadly, Shannon, do you understand what they're trying to say? And Shannon's like,
well, I will say this much. I did not have fun in London. That first night was terrible. It turned into, you're a liar. And then it turned into, you're using me. And then, oh my God.
And there's like, well, I understand why you're upset with me, and I apologize. If you don't trust me to tell me information, for the love of God, Don't tell me. Let's just rebuild that way. We'll rebuild with you not talking to me about things or calling me ever. I think that would be a great way to rebuild.
That's kind of funny. Like, stop telling me shit.
That's how I like that she cloaks it in. That's how we should rebuild. Just stop calling
me. She's like, okay. Tamara, what do you think Shannon's intent was in wanting to bring the Travis and Gina story to the reunion last year? And then we see that whole thing. And she's like, because they've been fighting. Gina's like, she wanted to hurt me and I don't mean. Tamara's like, and then there was the Wiener thing.
And Katie on her end of the couch is like, Wiener? What's that? Jen's like,
oh, Travis's Wiener. Oh, big penis. Or small, they said.
Katie's like, oh, small one. So then this really bothers me because they don't point out again that Shannon did not bring this information up. Why do you think Shannon was digging into the business? Because she wanted to hurt her. She didn't bring it up. Tamara, yet again, is the one who brought it on camera. Yet a fucking again. But let's see here and talk about why Shannon's evil for it. So Andy's like, well, were you more hurt that Shannon was going to use the information at the reunion or that Tamara brought it up? And she's like,
well, in the moment, I was more upset that Tamara brought it up. Okay. And Shannon's like, well, you know how I heard that there was a story out there? Let me guess. Tamara sent it to you. Yeah, I know.
You, Tamara, told it to me. It's like, you know what, though? We send each other everything that comes up. So Tamara's like, by the way, that story came out 4 months before, bitch. No. You said that Travis's ex-wife had reached out to you or someone. And she's like, I had not reached out to her. I don't even know her name. Matilda. Her name's Matilda.
And Shannon's just fixing her makeup. She's like, oh, God, someone's always reaching out to you, Tamara. Give me a break. Which is so true.
Since Gretchen season, it's always been someone called Tamara late at night and had something to say.
And Tamara's not digging around at all. Remember when she had one of her gays show up and pretend to be a psychic or he was a psychic, but it was like one of her gays and to release the Brooks information about Brooks faking cancer.
Yes. So funny. Scott, you remember? I mean, it is funny thinking back to that season, that reunion with Gretchen. I think that was season 4. Where Tamara was like, this guy called me up and had all this stuff to say. And it was like this rampage at the reunion. And it was like shocking. It was like, I can't believe this. This is so scandalous. It's like, who do you believe, Gretchen or Tamara? But the fact that someone called Tamara or she's so vile. And now that is so like just basic entry level reunion discussion. Like, well, someone called me up and said that you're a bitch. It's like, okay, well, welcome to the reunion.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Not give the information to someone that just gave me innocently? Come on, babe.
So Andy's like, well, Tamara admitted that she came at you too hard, Shannon. Is there anything else you want to explain, Tamara? She's like,
well, I think for me, he was witnessing her drinking and she was calling me intoxicated and then going and being drunk.
I was like, no. Mm-hmm. She called you intoxicated one time after you spent the entire season calling her a drunk, Tamara. Okay, twisty.
I, you know what? I need you to stop doing that because I didn't. I know what the truth is. And if someone is going to believe your lies, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry that they do. I'm sorry that they do that. She's like, well,
keep gaslighting.
Like, why not just say you're sorry? Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Andy turns to Tamara. Is this the part where I think the entire screen starts splitting into all these panels? Andy's like, Tamara, she's talking to you.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, Tamara, say you're sorry. Why don't you do it?
She's like, she's
Gina's just like laughing because Tamara has no idea. And Shannon's like, well, Tamara thinks that I owe her an apology. You know what I say to that? I'll say it again.
So they're all saying, Tamara, do it. Apologize, Tamara. She goes,
okay, well, I was struggling with the fact after the DUI, stupid, that I knew you were still drinking. She goes, well, that is not an I'm sorry, Tamara. Okay, here we go. Let me try it again. I'm so sorry that you're an alcoholic. I wish there was something else I could do to help you not be a dirty alcoholic. Is that good? That is not good. Okay, I'm so sorry. Let me try again. I'm so sorry that your breath smells like the set of Cheers and that you sometimes wake up with peanuts in your hair. Sorry. God damn it, Tamara.
Tamara, you know full well I do not keep peanuts under my roof. They are a biotoxin. All right. I'm sorry that you are such a disappointment to everyone here in this room. Tamara, that's the worst thing. That's the worst apology of all of them. You know what? You know what? You know, you get on a show and I felt like you were in the same spot as you were after your DUI. She's like, well, I'm sorry you felt that way because you were wrong. You were incorrect. Okay, I was wrong then. You were incorrect. Okay, well, I didn't think that you got the help that you needed. Well, I know that I got the help that I needed, except regarding my breast shelf, which is now in the wrong position. So could someone help my breast shelf? Thank you very much.
Listen, I was completely shakered up and I was stirred and I was pouring out my emotions and, you know, I'm helped. Why are you talking like you're a martini, Shannon? Why? God damn it, Tamara.
Shannon. Okay. A lawyer speaking. Sorry, Jen. Gina forgave you when you apologized and you were harsh and you said really terrible things to her.
And then we see flashbacks of her saying, call CPS. So then Emily.
Oh, please. Like, no. Pause on this as well. Because yes, she did do that. And she was like, I've saved you from your children being whatever. She did do all that. That was really shitty bringing that into it and bringing the kids and rubbing her. You know, all that was shitty. I'm not going to take that away. But she did that because Gina was on her neck the entire season for literally no reason. Shannon was friends with Gina and Emily, and they totally turned on her the second that Heather Dubrow came back on the scene to kiss Heather Dubrow's ass. And they were total assholes to Shannon, literally for no reason. And that's all Shannon had, so she used it. And I don't think it was right, but to just pretend that came out of nowhere is silly.
Right. So Emily's like, well, you know, she forgave you when you apologized.
Yes, okay, I'm still trying to see where this is going to go.
And like, you know, I think that toxicity has gone between you two, and that's great. So I'm just saying, maybe you can apply the same here.
Oh, okay. All right. Tamara, I accept your apology. I understand that your possum brain doesn't allow you to understand more critical analysis. So I understand. Here, let me speak rodent to you. Thank you. I actually understood that. Thank you, bitch.
The possums are not rodents. They're whatever. I was, by the way, I opened the door last night. Guess what was on my stoop? A possum.
Really?
And it went scampering away.
Yeah, they're actually kind of cute, I heard.
Yeah, they're cute. They just have a bad smile. They just, you know what they need? They need to go to Homeless Not Toothless because they have just an ugly smile, but they're otherwise very cute.
Just reformulate that smile. They need to go to Dr. Heavenly. Just fix that smile. You'll be fine. So, she's like, well, I accept your apology. I relish in your apology, but I do not want to be your friend anymore. She's like, fair enough. You guys need a break. You just need a break. Speaking of 2 and 2, am I right, Andy? 2 and 2. Why are you acting like Chuck Woolery? It's my job, Andy. It's not your job. I'm television's Heather Dubrow, Andy. We'll be back in 2 and 2, everybody.
Quiet on the set.
Hey, everyone. This is the end of part one of this recap. For part two, keep an eye on your podcast feed. It is coming up in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you on the second half.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
We're fanning out for Bethany Fannin.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Ringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Let's get feely with Maggie Sheely.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.